The Short Attention Span Philosopher. Today, three from Strange Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds by Charles McKay. The Mississippi Scheme. First, there was not a person of note among the aristocracy, with the exception of the Duke of Saint-Simon and Marshal Bayard, who was not engaged in buying or selling stock. People of every age and sex and condition in life speculated in the rise and fall of the Mississippi bonds. And next, the Rue des Camquois was the grand resort of the jobbers, and it being a narrow, inconvenient street, accidents continually occurred in it from the tremendous pressure of the crowd. Houses in it worth in ordinary times 1,000 livres of yearly rent yielded as much as 12 or 16,000. A cobbler who had a stall in it gained about 200 livres a day by letting it out and furnishing writing materials to brokers and their clients. The story goes that a hump-backed man who stood in the street gained considerable sums by lending his hump as a writing desk to the eager speculators. And finally, two sober, quiet, and philosophic men of letters, Monsieur de la Motte and the Abbé Terrasson, congratulated each other that they at least were free from this strange infatuation. A few days afterwards, as the worthy abbé was coming out of the Hotel de Saint-Soin, whither he had gone to buy shares in the Mississippi, whom should he see but his friend La Motte entering for the same purpose? "Ha!" said the abbé, smiling. "Is that you?" "Yes," said La Motte, pushing past him as fast as he was able. "And can that be you?" The next time the two scholars met, they talked of philosophy, of science, and of religion, but neither had courage for a long time to breathe one syllable about the Mississippi.